And think for yourself what it would be like to go through life absolutely perfect, with no flaws, no blemishes. Every single thing you do is absolutely perfect.
Such a perfect specimen.
It's a perfect night for mystery and horror. The air itself is filled with monsters.
Perfect.
Welcome to another surprise bonus episode of The Perfect Podcast. For those who are new, The Perfect Podcast was a way to introduce the new Genesis trilogy, a series of thrillers that began with Perfect, which was released back in May. Flawed, the second book in the series, and Tainted, the final book in the series, will be out in 2023. All three books are by L.A. Kessler, who is actually paranormal romance author Lisa Kessler. The reason she wrote under that name, how the series came to be, how Stephen King fits into it all, and how these three books fit into the universe of Lisa's other books, all of that can be found in earlier episodes of this podcast. As can the original issue with Amazon that gets an update in this episode. Oh, I'm Lisa's supportive husband, Ken, just in case you were curious. Lisa wanted to give you an update on something she talked about in a previous episode involving Amazon, and she's better at this than I am, so let me hand things over to her. Hi, Lisa.
Hey.
So, take us back a couple months. What was going on with Amazon in the first place?
Well, Amazon had a digital ebook return policy that was not very good for authors. So all of the other digital products on Amazon are not returnable, but they still had a return policy on ebooks of 14 days and you could return it. And in March, there was a TikTok challenge, read and return challenge, and it started affecting authors. People were seeing hundreds of books returned. People would just read them as fast as they can and return them. And I was vaguely aware of it, but it didn't really impact me until it did. So in June 1st, I woke up and was filling in my spreadsheets for sales, and I opened up my Amazon dashboard and I had a negative number. I owed Amazon. And I was like, what? And so I went back and looked at all the sales for May. And usually in a normal month for me, I would have one or two returns, which for me usually meant, okay, well, somebody misclicked it or they realized they already had it or something. But when I looked at my May spreadsheet, the Muse Chronicles got really hit, and there were a whole bunch of the entire series being returned. And for an author, depending on how many books are in a series, that's a big hit. So for that particular series, it's like $30 worth of royalties. And so when people read the whole series and then return it, it quickly took away, you know, my income. So it was very bad. And I put out a tweet that apparently lots of people could relate to, because it got 135,000 likes and retweeted thousands of times. And I ended up talking to NPR. Anyway, it got really loud this summer about Amazon's digital book return policy.
So just so people understand, what was happening was when somebody buys an ebook and reads it and then returns it within 2 weeks, Amazon doesn't take the hit. The author does.
Yes. Yeah. And so when I was doing all those interviews, I was hoping to bring awareness to people that you really aren't sticking it to Amazon. You're sticking it to the authors, because Amazon had no problem with you returning your book. They just went back to the author and took the money back. So it adds up really fast, and writers have to eat too.
What happened now? What's the update?
So the update is that last week, Amazon made the announcement that they are going to change the return policy, and any book that has been read more than 10% cannot be returned, at least not automatically. I guess you can talk to a customer service rep or something if there's a problem with the book, but it's a huge, huge win for authors, because really, when you buy a book, you're buying that entertainment, whether you are happy with the ending or not, or, you know, and the, if you read the whole thing, the author deserves to be paid for that. So I'm really excited that Amazon heard us. So thank you to everyone who helped spread the word and retweeted, and all the different magazines who ran the story. And it definitely made a difference.
When will this go into effect?
By the end of this year, they said. So I'm not sure exactly when, but they said by the end of the year, that return button will not be available in the Kindle app or on Kindles.
What are your thoughts as an author on the way Amazon has addressed this? Does this solve the problem?
I think it will. Yeah, I'm very happy with the final result. And I also should mention, too, that some concerned readers put together a big petition, an online petition, and that got, I think, 80,000 signatures. And I'm sure that that helped as well. There were so many people helping to get this issue to the forefront. And so I just want to thank all the readers who had the author's backs, because we do this, you know, we can't do this without you. So thank you for that.
And I think a lot of people still have trouble understanding what's at stake and what happened here, because even after this announcement was made, I've seen, and you have probably seen them too, stories where the headline is something like "Speed readers lose, authors win." And it's not about speed readers losing. It's about thieves losing. It's about people who are stealing.
Yes, yes. People were saying, well, it's Amazon's return policy, so I'm not really stealing anything. But when you ingest that content and then want your money back, it makes it harder for authors to be able to live. And when this was happening and I was watching all these returns and I was hearing horror stories from other authors, 200 books returned, it made me have that thought, I don't know if I can make a living at this anymore. And that's hard. And if you love books and if you love reading, if you can't pay for the book, go to the library, because the library does buy those books, and they buy them at a higher price tag than the regular retail cost. So the authors do get paid, and you can borrow the book. And it also helps the library, because then they get more funding to buy more books. So everyone wins. So if you don't want to buy the book, please get it from the library instead.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were using this like Amazon was a library. People right. who may never have even used a library before, because things are so technology based now, maybe they don't even understand that you can do that. But we talked about that before. Do you remember what you had said, how easy it is to be able to get a library card to anywhere?
Yeah, there are certain libraries around the country who will give you an ebook, an electronic library card. So I can't remember the list of the libraries that do, but you can look online and find out if there's no, because some people, there aren't libraries in their area. So there are libraries that will give you a digital library card, even if you're not in their city, and you can borrow books, audio books. It's really great.
Yeah, I don't know if the New York City Public Library has that.
They're one of them, yeah.
I know with Banned Books Week going on that they have made it so that high school, junior high students can get a library card and be able to check out books that have been banned in their libraries, which is another podcast, I know. But I know that if they can do that, they can probably do this as well. And it's just as easy as clicking on something from Amazon to click on something from a library that was built that way for that purpose. So you can read it and return it and read something else and return it at no cost to you.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that you think people should know about this particular issue with Amazon? And I keep saying it's an issue with Amazon. I don't feel like Amazon did this on purpose. I feel like this was sort of just a leftover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When Amazon kind of pioneered the whole ebook thing, and so there wasn't digital music yet. You weren't streaming music or streaming TV or movies. So electronic books got shelved under, you know, with regular paper books. And I think as the digital revolution came along and you started streaming things, all of that content got put under digital content, not returnable, but poor eBooks were still stuck over here under books. So yeah, I don't think Amazon was doing anything to purposely hurt authors. The return policy just never changed to match the other digital products. It was like it got forgotten. So it's really overdue and exciting that they're going to change that.
Since this is the perfect podcast, we should probably get an update on when the other books in the Genesis trilogy are coming out. You have any news on that?
Yes. The second book, Flawed, should be out the end of March. And then the final book, Tainted, will be out in September of 2023.
And I know we talked about that recently, but for anybody who missed that episode, can you explain why those got pushed back?
Yes, because things were changing this summer and my dad had a health issue. And so a couple of books were late. And then I reached out to my cover artist about possibly making my own tarot deck, because I had pitched to my agent a tarot book to teach people how to read tarot without having to memorize. And it didn't go anywhere, but I still wanted to put it out. And then my cover artist hooked me up with an amazing illustrator, Holly Carton, and she's doing a fantastic job on these cards. And so the Kickstarter goes live October 1st. So I didn't have time to have books coming out at the same time as the Kickstarter. So anyway, it's very exciting, and hopefully the Kickstarter will fund I'm very hopeful about that, and the books will still come. They're just going to come next year.
And it's also not like there's no new fiction coming from you, because you have a couple things on the way between this Kickstarter and when the next Genesis book comes out.
Yes. The Captain's Curse will be out next year from Entangled, my publisher. I believe it will be out in February or March, I don't know. They haven't given me an exact release date yet, but it will be in spring of 2023. And then I also have Wolf's Woman, the second book in the Salem pack, will be out, I hope, in November. So anyway, yeah, there are still books coming.
And as we start to head into the holiday season, you had mentioned to me that you have a holiday idea brewing.
I do. So I do have a Patreon. And if you have never been to Patreon, it is a site where you can support artists and help. You make a monthly pledge and then you get extra bonus content. And so my Patreon gets free short stories that they get to vote and pick who the story will be about. I'm working on September's story right now. It will be Hunter and Callie from Legend of Love. I can't wait to see what they've been up to. And anyway, I am thinking about doing this holiday novella through Patreon, so they will get to read it as I write it. So it'll be really exciting. I have never released a book like that before, but it will just be a novella. And then once it's completed, I will probably release it, but it probably won't be out until January.
What's the best way for people to keep up with you, Lisa Kessler or L.A. Kessler?
I'm on all social media, so you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. I think that's all of them. Also Goodreads. I'm on Goodreads under Lisa Kessler and under L.A. Kessler, if you like the thrillers. And I also have my website, authorlisakessler.com. And I have a newsletter. You can sign up on the website, and I send out a weekly newsletter so people get pictures and they get to find out what's happening. And anyway, it's a very interactive, fun newsletter. So you can sign up for that. You also get a free tarot reading every month, a different tarot card. And I think that's it.
Okay. Any last words, thoughts, anything else you want to add before we wrap this episode up today?
Yes, I just want to say thank you again to all the readers out there. Your support for writers makes stories possible. They could not happen without you. And I really appreciate everybody who helped make noise this summer, because we made change. So thank you.
That's terrific. You can find out more about Lisa and L.A. Kessler, all of the books that we've talked about and more, info on her Patreon newsletter, Book Lights podcast, which we didn't get around to talking about, all of that stuff, the Kickstarter, everything on Lisa's website. Just go to authorlisakessler.com. Thanks for listening to another perfect podcast. Make sure you subscribe so you never miss another episode.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, I'm totally leaving that in.
The perfect crime.
It's not a perfect crime, but it's a good crime.
Perfect.
And it'd be perfect.
Perfect.
Everything's perfect.
Perfect. Perfect. And perfect.
Perfect. Oh, bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect.
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 Perfect. Perfect. Perfect.